Welcome back. I'm very happy, and I think you will be too, to hear from Russell Price. Russell is the chief economist at Ameriprise and is regularly chosen by Bloomberg Media as one of their top economists in the entire country. So glad to have you this morning, Russell. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Also, I've got John Yetman and Manish Mukhiv, who are both from Ameriprise here in Bethesda, Maryland, and from the Capital Bay Group. Gentlemen, thanks also for joining me.
You're welcome, Eric.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
You got it. Hey, I've got some questions. Russell, if you don't mind me pointing to you first, what's the outlook, in your opinion, for the real estate market?
You know, I think real estate here in the United States, the outlook is pretty good. Even though we've seen an increase in interest rates, which is going to raise the cost of borrowing for real estate purchases, the demand outlook is still quite favorable. If we look at the number of homes that are available for sale across the United States, it's pretty tight. And against the number of people that are household formation, from the Census Department, demand for housing should remain pretty strong. With an improving economy, that's a good mix.
I would agree with you. John, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, the one thing we had spoken about this last time, Eric, and that is that real estate is an important part of a diversified portfolio. When you look at the major asset classes, it would include stocks, bonds, cash, real estate, and then alternative investments, which would include commodities, hedge funds, managed futures funds, things like that. And so, you know, we're big fans of owning real estate. And I think, as Russell rightly pointed out, the consumer is in excellent shape, and that's helping to drive demand. You saw unemployment numbers came in. They're at, I believe, 4.6%. So you look at wage gains, and you look at a number of the sentiment, like consumer sentiment and so forth. I think most of the economic numbers are pointing towards a robust consumer.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you're going to see strength in the overall real estate economy continue, even though the interest rates have jumped over 4% to 4.25% to 4.5% in the last few weeks. We've seen that pop up. I think there's still sustainability in light of the better unemployment report.
Yeah, and Russell, you might weigh in on this, but I believe it might have been a report that came out from you. I might have read it in the Wall Street Journal, but it showed that, because rates are going up, it's actually pushing some buyers off the fence, people that were waiting and waiting, and now they see rates start to go up, and so they're coming into the market instead of waiting and maybe paying for a higher price mortgage down the road.
Yeah, that's right, John. We have seen, as you both mentioned, that interest rates have increased. But we've seen interest rates fluctuate throughout this recovery cycle. But this time is a little bit different. With the unemployment rate down to 4.6%, as you mentioned, we are at a level where consumer fundamentals are continuing to improve. When we look at maybe the next, say, 2, 3, 5-year period, we're starting that period with consumer debt levels that are relatively low. So the unlike past fluctuations in interest rates, we're at a point now where interest rates are likely to gain traction and to start to creep slowly higher. So, yeah, that does push people off the fence and they say, listen, you know, now's the time to move. If I have better confidence in the economy, which the evidence supports that view that consumers do, and the job market's improving, I feel better about my job, now's the time to take advantage of the low interest rates because they're unlikely to get lower.
I think that over this past, really 8-year period where we saw interest rates drifting lower and lower and lower and lower, there were these pops along the way where we saw the rates jump by 1% or by 0.5%. And I didn't personally have the conviction we were going to see the rates actually rise. But because of the change of administration and a lot of the unknown factors that we just can't see the future of what's probably going to happen, and even the way things are being discussed now, I think you're right, Russell. I think you're going to see rates rise where they haven't. And I think with the new Treasury Secretary, I think it's Paul Mnuchin, I think it's
Mnuchin,
right? So
Mnuchin,
right? Okay, sorry about that, Paul. But with him talking about possibly doing away with Freddie and Fannie or combining the two. And actually, if we see debt only guaranteed by the private sector, not by federal entities, I think you'll see people's willingness to put their money into bonds will actually pull back even further. You'll see rates rise further. So we'll see what happens. Stock market look good. Economy look good from your perspective, Russell?
Yeah, I do think that the economy looks good. It is really all about it. Consumers are 70% of the U.S. economy. So really the health of consumers is what matters, not just in real estate, but also, you know, for the economy overall. There's an awful lot of talk since the election about us getting additional incremental boosts from possibly fiscal policy, that being tax reform, infrastructure investment, reduced regulatory environment. All of that may be a nice incremental add, but really what it comes down to is, are consumers healthy? And the answer to that is clearly yes. Consumer financial health may be the best it's been in decades, quite frankly. And so I think the outlook remains quite positive.
Hey, Russell, also you could extend that, correct, that consumers are 70%, but that means that the other 30% are the government and corporations, and then there's some import-export for the final piece of it. And, you know, when you look at corporate balance sheets, those are about the strongest they have been in quite some time. Companies have refied or taken on additional equity. Banks are strong. So I think from our perspective, that looks pretty good. The other thing to maybe mention is the rotation out of bonds into stocks. Do you see that happening? Because there's a lot that's been written about that.
Well, I think certainly right after the election, we saw a pretty rapid adjustment in doing exactly that as people's perceptions about growth seem to improve. But still, we have an aging demographic, not just here in the United States, but around the industrialized world. And as people get older, they look for guaranteed streams of income, and that means bonds. Until consumers and corporations, as you mentioned rightly, corporate balance sheets are in very strong condition. Until there's greater demand for borrowing from that vast consumer and corporate sector, thus creating personal and corporate bonds for those people to buy, you know, the aging demographics are still going to create an awful lot of demand for new bonds. So keep somewhat of a lid on the pace of interest rate increases over the intermediate term, at least.
Thanks. Real quick, Manish, we've got about a minute to go in this segment. Tell us what's going on in the international climate, the stocks and so on, in your opinion.
You've seen a big change politically around the world. You saw Brexit. You saw Trump. You saw the Italian referendum. Mm-hmm. You saw Hollande step down. You have Merkel coming up in the coming year. So it seems like around the world, people are going a little bit more anti-establishment, less taxes, less regulation. The writing's on the wall.
Yeah, that's great. Manish Mukhi, John Yetman, thanks for joining me. Russell, pleasure to have you on the show. Russell Price, Chief Economist at Ameriprise. Guys, if you want to talk to Manish or John, you can call them, give you their number. If you're thinking about rebalancing your portfolio and want to talk to some experts at Ameriprise about how they can help you today, 301-634-5576. Again, 301-634-5576. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Be right back with Stuart Rosenthal right after this.